Okay, zok the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Rav lo shonu ela lahafshir, aval letzareif is osar. Hu Shmuel amar afilu letzareif nami mutar. Right? That Rav says that the letzareif is osar, and Shmuel says even letzareif is mutar. Frak the Gemara, how you're allowed to add the cold water to this keli letzareif, letzareif lechatchil, mishari. How is it permitted letzareif? Ela iitmar hachi iitmar. Amar Rav lo shonu ela shir lahafshir. Avoshir letzareif is osir. Ushmur lomar filu shir letzareif mutar. So the Gemara says that really the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is not whether you're allowed to add cold water to the keli bikavona letzareif, but rather the machlekes is that Rav says that if I add enough water letzareif, I have a shir letzareif, then it's going to be osir. And Shmuel says even the shir letzareif is going to be mutter. Now Rashi learns this entire Gemara as follows. Zakt Rashi, it's not shayach to accomplish tziruf unless you fill up the keli completely. No? That's Rashi's shita, that you can't do tziruf without completely filling up the keli. The Metzias over here, I don't know. The Rishonim, the Bali HaToysvis, raise some big questions on Rashi. We'll kind of leave that. But that's Nekuda Rishona. Next point is that Rashi writes, V'rav mashmalei pinahu k'rav ada shepina mimenu chamen. Right? Rashi learns that our entire Gemara, this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, about whether Shi'or Letzarif is Asur or Mutter, Rashi says that we're going according to Rav Ada bar Ahava, who understood that the Mishnah is referring to a case where you dump out all of the water from the keli. Right? That's the way Rashi learns. Now, what this would mean effectively is that Rav Ada bar Ahava carries much more weight when all is said and done. The Gemara begins, Rav Ada bar Ahava understands that the keli was dumped of water. Abaya asked the kashan of Adabar Hava from the lashon of Mechum Shapinahu, right? But then, however, the Gemara inferts Abaya's kasha, but achare kechlos hakol, we go back to Rav Adabar Hava, and the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is within Rav Adabar Hava. Right? That is Rashi's take on Judaism. If you look in the Tosis Yeshanim, at the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base in my Gemara, I think in some of the newer Gemaras they print Tosis Yeshanim on the side, not on the bottom. Well, it's on the bottom, okay. So Tosis Yeshanim basically says, V'yeshalom ha'demash malay pinahu ke'abaya, v'ka'amar lo'shanu ela shir ala hafshir, shalonasam b'mayim kokash yitzdanu nuhachamen. Right, Tosis Yeshanim wants to learn that the case is it's a mecham shepinahu, that you took the mecham off of the flame, but the mecham is still full of water. And the distinction between shiur lechamim and shiur letzareif is, am I adding so much cold water that the cold water will mamish cool down the hot water cold enough that you could do tziruf? Right? That's the way Tosis Yeshanim learns. Now, this issue is both academic and not academic. It's not academic. It is academic in the sense of, okay, so there's an machlokes whether Rav and Shmuel are going within Rav Ada bar Ahava or within Abaye, but lamaisa it shouldn't matter, because the machlokes Rav Ada bar Ahava and Abaye is just where they're passing like Rav Shimon, like Rav Yehuda, and we all know that Judaism follows Rav Shimon by Dabar Shein and Miskaven. So, on some level, it's an academic machlokes. However, the Ramban and Bahamar on Yutes Amud Beis actually fight about this same machlekes between Rashi and Tosis Yeshanim. No? The Bahamar basically asks Akasha, Dear Rabbi Riff, right? The Bahamar never found the Riff that he liked. So he says, Dear Rabbi Riff, Yuriv, you Shavgel Rav Ada Bar Ahava, you're leaving, the Rif only quotes Abaya, he doesn't quote Rav Ada Bar Ahava, frekt the Bahamar, but you should really hold like Rav Ada Bar Ahava. First of all, we're passing like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Yehuda. Second of all, the Hemshech HaGemara is going within Rav Ada Bar Ahava. So the Bahamar, lock, stock, and barrel, is agreeing with Rashi's take on the Gemara. But if you read the Ramban and the Mochamis, in my Gemara, it's like in the fifth line, he writes, Be'emes plugta de Rabu Shmuel b'da Abaya Sheikha. De ilu b'mechem shepina mimenu mayim, shir lahavshir zehu shir letzarif. In other words, according to the Mochamis, if it's mechum shapina mimenu mayim, if it is a mechum that's completely emptied of water, so then whatever the shir lahafshir will be the same as the shir letzarif, and there's no difference. Meaning that they're arguing on the metzias on Rashi. Like Rashi's metzias is that you can't accomplish tziruf unless the keli is completely full. The milchamis is saying no! If it's mechum shapina mimenu mayim, so whenever you add enough water lahafshir, whenever you add enough water that it will just get warm, not mamish heated, so that will also accomplish tziruf. Right? So when you kind of get beneath the hood, what the Mochamis is saying is that this Gemara, this Rav and Shmuel, are disagreeing within Abaya, right? The same as the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Ramban and the Tosfos Yeshanim end up pointing in the same direction. Okay, so that is the first Nakuda that we wanted to make. Now we are up to Mem Beis Amud Aleph. History, right? We've basically, I can't say we turned the page, but we moved on to the next page. So the Gemara continues. Lememra deShmuel k'Rav Shimon Sevirale. You're going to tell me that Shmuel holds that even Shir Letzarif is mutter, and therefore he holds a Rav Shimon, that Davar She'enoy Miskaving is mutter. Aye, but didn't Shmuel say that Mechaving Gachela Shomateches Breshus HaRabim Bishvil Shele Yazuku Barabim Avolo Gachela Sho'etz? Shmuel says, I'm allowed to extinguish a metal coal, but not a wooden coal. Now, the distinction between a metal coal and a wooden coal, the way Rashi understands, is a distinction between d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. Rashi writes that the metal coal, there is no kibui min haTorah on, because kibui min haTorah is only when it's osa pechon. It's only when you make charcoal afterwards. When you extinguish a metal coal, it's still the same metal coal as it was from beforehand. There's no charcoal. So according to Rashi, Gachal Shal Matachas is Dirabonon, but Gachal Shal Eitz is a Dairaisa. So the Gemara basically says, I'm allowed to do an Isser Dirabonon to prevent Hezek of the Rabbim, but I can't do an Isser Dairaisa to prevent the Hezek of the Rabbim. Frek the Gemara, the Isak adait of Savla Krib Shimon, afilo sho eats nami. But if you hold the Krib Shimon, so then even the Gachelas sho eats is also an Isser de Rabbanon. Because if you hold the Krib Shimon, so it's a Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and Melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, leave it to Krib Shimon, is also mid Rabbanon. This is a Melacha she'en tzricha legufa, because I am not extinguishing the Gacheles Sho'etz to create the Pecham. I'm extinguishing the Gacheles Sho'etz in this case to prevent the Hezek. And therefore, I'm not doing the Malacha for the... there are different ways to understand Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa. Let's just go Avrego Achas. Rashi and Tosfos on Ayin Hey have a machlokes. According to Tosfos, the definition of Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa is, do I do a Malacha for the same reason why it was done in the Mishkan? According to Rashi, Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa, this Rashi is on Kufav, Rashi says Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa means, am I doing the Malacha because I want the Malacha, or am I doing the Malacha because I want to prevent some untoward consequence? Right? Rashi says, if I'm Moitzi a Mace, because I want the mace there, not here. I want to get it away. That's called malacha she'en tzricha legufa. Right? For Rashi, the Haggadah Malchus Shein Tzricha LeGufa is to prevent an untoward consequence. Look, Aira, so Taisus would say that it's a Malchus Shein Tzricha LeGufa for a slightly different reason, just because that's not the reason why they did Haitza'ah in the Mishkan. For Taisus, Malachis are all based on exactly how it was done in the Mishkan. And if I'm doing the Malacha for a different reason that was done in the Mishkan, that is Malachus Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Okay. But both according to Rashi and according to Taisus, if a mechaba igacheles shel eitz shelo yazuku barabim, that is malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the pechem that emerges, and therefore I'm doing it to prevent some negative thing. That's what Rashi would learn. No, I'm extinguishing the gacheles shel eitz to prevent hezek. I don't need the positive pechem that emerges. So therefore it's Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Taisus says it's Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa because the Malacha was done in the Mishkan in order to create a Pecham, although you're not getting a Pecham. So the Gemara asks Akasha, if you hold like Reb Shimon, right, if Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, that Dovah She'ena Miskavin is going to be Mutter, and that's why Shir Letzarif is permitted. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, but we hold that mechabin gachala shel mateches is permitted, but gachala sheitz is aser. But according to Reb Shimon, even gachala sheitz should also be mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha. So, and frek the Gemara, you know what? Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon by malacha sheitz tzricha legufa. Excuse me, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon by davar sheinu miskaven, not by malacha sheitz tzricha legufa. Right? Now, apparently, and this will require further explanation on some other occasion, the hava amin of the Gemara is that the discussion of Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa and the discussion of Davar Shein Miskaven are linked. And if you hold like the Reb Shimon by Davar Shein Miskaven, you have to hold like Reb Shimon by Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Zakhri Gemara, no link. That's something we'll have to discuss a different time. What the movement between the Havamin and the Maskana was on that Nakuda. But Hayotze from this Gemara is that a Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa according to Reb Shimon, can be done for Hezek of the Rabbim. According to Reb Yehuda, you can't. Right? That's basically what emerges from this Gemara. Everyone would say you could be Mechaba Igacheles Shel Mateches. Even Reb Yehuda apparently would say you could be Mechaba Igacheles Shel Mateches, because that's not real Kibui at all. But Gacheles Shel Eitz, whether or not I can be mechabe it for Hezek Derabim is because of, depends on the Machlokas Rabbi Huda and Reb Shimon. Ad kan Devrei HaGemara. A few problems in Judaism. Okay? If I am the Rambam, you should know that 99% of Rishonim Paskin, that Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Potter, right? Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is not Aser Min HaTorah. It's only Aser Min Rabbanan. And it's 99% of Rishonim. The outliers over here are the Rambam and the Bahamar. The Rambam holds that Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is going to be Chayiv. The Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda. Wow. Okay, now already we're getting to a problem. So if I read Maimonides and I paskin like Reb Yehuda, so therefore, I should paskin that I'm not allowed to be mechabe igacheles shel eitz for Hezek of the Rabbim, no? Mechoira, I can't do it. And maybe even the gachal shel mateches, I can't be mechabe for the Hezek, because maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is going to be...
You just said before that it has to do with the derech of Kibui.
So what we're trying to get at is as follows. Okay, let's go slowly. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis that it's Mutter Lechabos Egachela Shel Mateches Kedei Shelo Yazuku Barabim. I'm allowed to be mechaba egachelas amateches. Frekt the Raivin on the Rambam, The Ravid says, even if you don't need the tziruf, shouldn't it v'ha ihu k'reb Yehuda svirale? Uma ben gachelat shal mateches v'gachelat shal eitz. B'shtehem yesh mishum mavir mishum mechave. What's the difference in gachelat shal eitz and gachelat shal mateches? According to the Rambam, if malacha shein tzrich l'guf is going to be chayiv, so I should be chayiv on gachelas shel mateches also. How come the Rambam permits gachelas shel mateches b'shvil shelo yazuku barabim? What's the difference between gachelas shel eitz and gachelas shel mateches? They're both d'oraisa. So now there are a few approaches that we could take. One approach that we could take is just on the way we read the Gemara 35 seconds ago, which is gachelas shel mateches haste nisht kibui. The definition of kibui min hatayra is something that could make a pechum. Something that cannot make a pechum is going to be, right, an iser derabbanon automatically. It's not the same malacha of kibui.
And the lashay of kibui gavah.
Correct. It's a different surah of the malacha. And because it's derabbanan, that's why it's permitted. But it's not mutter out the fact it's a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, because that would not help me in Rambam land. Rather, we'd have to say that for the Rambam, somehow, gachela shel mateches is not considered the malacha of kibui at all. That's one approach, which I think fits in nicely.
What is it?
It is some sort of iser derabbanon because it resembles kibui. It is not an iser d'oraisa at all.
It's just a hot cold and hot red.
It's a hot radical. Gachela shel mateches is a red hot piece of metal, but it is not dome to the real malacha of kibui. Perhaps that's the pshat in the Rambam. Not 100% sure, but one approach. Let's talk about another approach within the Rambam. Turn to the Ran. This Ran is on Yutes Amid Beis, Bedapei Haref. The Ran writes, Mehosh Aminon, Disharinon Shavus Derabonon, Bemokom Shehezekarabim Matsoi. I permit an Isser Derabonon, Bemokom Hezekarabim. That's the Pashtus in our Gemara. Right, now I can permit gachelas shel eitz if you hold like Reb Shimon that it's derabbanan, but everyone holds that a derabbanan I could do b'makom hezekarabim. But the Rav Bal Halachis Zakdiran has a different approach. The Bahag has a totally different approach. Bahag hitir old afilu isura de oraisa shehu zal kasab the hadim falginon ben gachelas shel eitz shel mateches. Mishum de bits shel eitz, kama drokavya is be sumka, v'chazula, v'lo azul is zukiba. Avo shel mateches, avo gab de azul sumka, lo kavya, v'asi is zukiba. Zokvi bahag, that both gachala shel eitz and gachala shel mateches is the oraisa. How come there's a distinction between shel eitz and shel mateches? The distinction is because a gacheles shel eitz, if it's not extinguished, it's going to be red. If it's going to be red, people will see it, and there won't be hezek. But gacheles shel mateches really can have hezek. Okay? In other words, until now we explained that the heter to extinguish things is because it's a din derabbanan. B'makim nezek derabim, you can violate a din derabbanan. comes along the Bahag, and the Bahag says, no, Nezek the Rabbim is called Pikuach Nefesh. Nezek the Rabbim is called Pikuach Nefesh. And I can do an Isser Do'iraisa, says the Bahag, for Nezek the Rabbim. But Pikuach Nefesh is only permitted in a situation there's a real chash that someone is going to get hurt. Someone's going to get injured. Someone might, right, chas v'shalom. But if it's a gachalas shel eitz, so what's going to happen? No one's going to get hurt. You'll tell. You can know this. A gachalas shel eitz, you're not going to get injured on. Because you'll see, it's when it's hot, it's red hot. You won't touch it. Gachalas shel mateches is different. Gachalas shel mateches, when it's really, really hot, you can't notice any difference. And therefore, Hezek the Rabbi, Mashiach. Right? The Ran explains according to Bahag, Masha Desmila, Dibtarvayu, Ike Isura do Iraisa. Val Karchen, Bisham Mateches, Haini Misham Tsiruf. Dilum Misham Kibui, there's no Isura do Iraisa, etc. And then the Bahag, then the Ran, excuse me, concludes about this Bahag, Divrei Teimahain. It is a collector's item of a Bahag. The Bahag holds that Nezek Shel Rabbim has the din of Sakonas Nefashos. So I'm allowed to extinguish a Gachalas Shel Mateches because it's Nezek Shel Rabbim. I can't extinguish a Gachalas Shel Eitz because there's no Nezek the Rabbim. No one's going to get hurt. Now, I remember years ago when Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zichrono Livracha, once spent a Shabbos in Lawrence. So he used to spend a couple of Shabbos in Lawrence every year because his Mechutin lived in Lawrence. So I used to go and eat Shalosh Shuddas with them because my father is friendly with Reb Kreisworth's Mechutin. So we used to go and, oh, it was awesome. Like, I used to prepare like weeks of kashas to ask Rabbi Kreisworth. So I asked Rabbi Kreisworth about this. So he told me some story that in Vilna, one time there was a factory that was employing lots of Jews. And the factory owner went to Reb Chaim Eiser and he said, I'm pretty sure this is the story, he said to Reb Chaim Eiser that, listen, I'm going to have to work, I have to have my people work on Shabbos or else just the whole thing will fall apart. They don't work on Shabbos, they won't have enough money, won't be able to pay them. Like they'll have to work on Shabbos. And one would say, L'cha'oira, that what type of kasha is it? You have to work on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. It's not pikuach nefesh. Rev Kreisler told me that Rev Chaim Eiser refused to answer the shayla when this guy came to him because he was choshesh that Nezek de Rabim has a din of Pekuach Nefesh, since there is a lot of people who are working in this factory, and if the factory would go out of business, many people would get hurt, right? And by, what?
Financially.
I think it was financially, I think so. But the way I heard the story, I'm pretty sure I wrote these conversations down in a notebook I have somewhere. So I'm pretty sure Rav Kreisler said the story that Rav Chaim Eiser refused to answer the Shaila based on this Ran. This Ran's a collector's item, no? But this Ran might be the Pshat in the Rambam, no? We're trying to say that Gachalas Shel Mateches is Derabbanan, maybe. But one could say that, no, maybe the Rambam holds Gachalas Shel Mateches is also Deraisa. How come you're allowed to extinguish it? Oh, Pekuach Nefesh. I got Chalash HaEid. No, that I can't do because it's no head of Pekuach Nefesh. Come on, she passed the Bahag. Collector's item, I don't know. It's interesting, whatever. Yes, Lily.
The bigger tradition is wrong. And people who ask if Hezek Rabbim, or say, because it's going to damage a lot of people. Once Ron relegates Pekuach Nefesh, they can end up around even a thorn piece Rabbim. It's only going to harm one person.
So I think the concern is that it won't only harm one person. That may, if I would know one person only would get harmed, that's one thing. But if I have a situation that potentially many people will get harmed, that's the Kaitz Bishus HaRabim. No, but I'm going to walk past it, you'll walk past it. Everyone who walks past it might get hurt. So potentially that's going to be a problem.
Who wants to see the Nefesh?
Again, how are you learning the Ran?
Once you relegate Pekuach Nefesh, all you do is harm one person.
But it's only Pekuach Nefesh out of the fact that it's Nezek Derabim. All the Ran is saying within the Bahag is that Nezek Derabim is Pekuach Nefesh. Right? If I have a Gachala Shel Mateches, there's an Issa D'Oraisa to extinguish it for whatever the reason. But, right? It's still going to be Mutter. Why? Because a few people will get... No one's going to die. No one's going to die, but people will get injured, and Nezek Derabim is considered Pekuach Nefesh, as I state. It's talking about Nezek. His Lashon is Nezek Derabim is like Sakanas Nefashas. However, the Gemara is not talking about Nezek Mamon. Agreed. But once this Lashon is on the books, right? Again, this does not sound like Orthodox Judaism to me, does it? But.
What's the problem with doing it D'oraisa by Kol Shpirshu D'Rabbe? Then you only do a
So I think that only the issue over there would be that because it's a kite and it's somewhat noticeable, you don't have to do the D'oraisas. Remember, the same Bahag does not permit Gachal Sha'et because it's noticeable. Whatever is noticeable, I can't permit. So that's the next Nakuda. Now there's another Mahalach that we could take within the Rambam. That Rav Schechter has in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Amud Nun Gimel. You see, our kasha is, Rambam, you're telling me that Mechaba Gachala Shel Mateches is D'Oraisa. If it's D'Oraisa, how can I permit being Mechaba Gachala Shel Mateches? Right, Bishvu Shaliyah Zuku Barabim. The Rambam, you hold like Reb Yehuda, right? This is the kasha of the Ravid. If you hold like Reb Yehuda, and you don't want to say somehow it's Derabbanan, if you assume that Gachal Shel Mateches is also Da'iraisa, how can you permit Gachal Shel Mateches Bishvu Shaliyah Zuku Barabim? That's our kasha on the Rambam. So maybe the Rambam holds somehow that's only Derabbanan, perhaps. Maybe it's D'oraisa and it's mutter for Pekuach Nefesh. And maybe, says Rav Schechter, in the Shtikl Torah that will require much more explanation, but at a different time, says Rav Schechter, maybe the Rambam only holds that Malacha She'in Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. But a told She'in Tzricha L'Gufa is going to be Potter. We have differences between Av and Tolda. The Gemara, the beginning of Bava Kamma, Ma bein av v'tolda. Hachta hevye b'mishkin chashiva, kari le'av. Hada lo hevye b'mishkin chashiva, kari le'tolda. The Sefer Shavisas HaShabbos in the Hakadamah quotes a tshuva for Reb Avraham ben HaRambam. The Reb Avraham ben HaRambam said b'das aviv, and many others have this idea, that, daddy was machmer malacha she'in tzricha l'gufa, you're going to be chayiv. But a tolda she'in tzricha l'gufa, you're going to be pater. The basic cheshbon is like this. You see, a tolda is an iser d'oraisa, obviously, but it's only iser d'oraisa because it's dumya to the av. Right? Mashkemayim mizraim is not really the malach of zayreya. The real malach of zayreya is when I put the seeds in the ground. Mashkemayim mizraim could be a tolda of Zoraya, let's assume so. The reason why it's Dumya Da'av, why it's Chayiv as a Tolda, is because there's a similarity. It accomplishes the same thing. Right? The putting the seed in the ground makes it grow. Mashgamayim Mizraim makes it grow also. When there's similarity, you're Chayiv. But let's say I have a Tolda, She'in Tzricha L'Gufa. Let's say I have a Tolda, but I'm doing it for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. The only reason why a tolda is a tolda is because it's dumya da'av. But once I have a tolda, but it's ena tzricha l'gufa, And if my definition of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is, let's say, a Tosis's definition, how is it done in the Mishkan? So now, when I have a Toldash Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, what I'm really saying is that that's not a malacha at all. Maybe Toldash Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is not even going to be Asur Min HaTorah, according to the Rambam. And therefore, the Rambam tells me that if I'm Mechaba Ega Cheles Shel Mateches, that's going to be a tolda, right? The Rambam writes, if I'm mechabim es habarazel, that's a tolda of mavir. If I'm mechab es habarazel, that's a tolda of kibui. But as a tolda, it's a tolda she'en etzricha legufa. Tolda she'en etzricha legufa, right? Like in our Gemara, right? It's a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. So even though the rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha she'en etzricha legufa is chayiv, that's only if it's a full-fledged malacha. Once it's a tolda she'en etzricha legufa could be pater. And that could be the yishuv for the Rambam.
Why do we need this whole pilgrim? Why can't we just say, like you said before, that this is not the derech of the malacha?
That's one approach. It's unclear. We have to go through all these Rambams very carefully in Perek Yud Beis to understand whether the Rambam is really saying the kibui of Gachel Shel Mateches is going to ever be chayiv mamish. Is it doiraisa, or is it not doiraisa? What we're suggesting now is that even Imtim Tzolema, according to the Rambam, Gachel Shel Mateches, the kibui is doiraisa, naniach shekein, but I have two ways to permit it. One way, the Bahag's approach of Pekuach Nefesh. Approach number two that I could permit it is based on Tol D'Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay, one more quick shtickle Taira, 2 minutes. Me'iri asks Akasha on Daf Lamed. Our Gemara basically permits Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa for Hezek D'Rabban, no? The Gemara in Kuf Zayin says that Mapis Mursa is permitted, meaning a Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa is permitted B'Makam Tzar. If I'm uncomfortable, I have like a pus pimple or something, right? I can puncture that pimple, do a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because that's going to be mutter b'makam tzar. Correct the Me'iri, if I permit malacha shein tzricha legufa for hezek d'rabba, and I permit malacha shein tzricha legufa even for the tzar of a yachid, correct the Me'iri akasha, how come the Gemara in Chof Tesam and Beis Lamed Amalaf on Shabbos says if I extinguish a fire so that someone could sleep, I'm not allowed to do that, no? I'm not allowed to extinguish a fire so someone should sleep. Why not, Frek the Me'iri? Isn't it Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? And if you can't sleep, everyone knows, like, Kima Ein L'Chatzar Gano Mizeh, right? It's called, but Mapis Morse is also Chayel Shein Bo Sakana. So if I permit Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa for Mapis Mursa, why don't I permit Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa for Bishul HaChola She'yishon? That's the Me'iri's Kasha on Dav Lamed. Oh. So Me'iri has three answers. One answer is She'en Ze Hasaras Neze B'yadayim. If I remove the mursa, makas mursa, the mursa is mazik me. When I pop that pimple, I remove the davar hamazik. But by the sleep situation, the candle, removing the candle is not removing the davar, right? Is not curing the illness. The illness is lack of sleep. Blowing out the candle might enable me to sleep. But unlike the Mapis Mursa, where the Mursa itself is the illness, that's one approach. Approach number two that the Me'iri has is She'en HaNezek Mevurar Kokach She'yavo Mitzad HaNer. Meaning, even though Safek Pekuach Nefesh is Doche but only something that is definitely going to heal you is considered permitted. This case is no vadai ripui. It's very similar to the first approach. Approach three in the Me'iri, the old efshalo bitstadim achirim kagon nechitza. Approach three of the Me'iri is that these issues are dechuya, not hutra. If I have a candle that doesn't allow me to sleep, I don't have to blow out the candle in order to sleep. I could build a mechitza to enable me to sleep. Right? So I won't see the candle. You cover it up somehow. Go under the covers deeper. Oh, if that's the case, that's why it's not permitted. Look in Rav Shechter's Sefer in the Eretz HaTzvi, page Nun Gimel. Read that whole shtickle Torah about Malachos D'Rabbanon and Gezeris D'Rabbanon. This Me'iri is Mamish, where the sugya begins, and we should have a good Shabbos covering.